This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Get into the house and a Ric Flair.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503, 850 AM is the number on the dial. 100.9 is the dial on the FM. And we are so appreciative of you joining us this morning because we know that you giving us your time is the greatest gift that you can give someone. You can never get time back, and we really, really appreciate you joining us here on a Friday morning, 3 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's do some Swain Event roll call this morning. Charlie Burris.
Present.
Benjamin McKee.
I am here.
You awake?
Ben, let's try that again. Ben McKee.
Present.
There we go. Aaron.
You mean Aaron?
Aaron. Where is Aaron here today?
Aaron?
I said Aaron.
My name is pronounced Aaron.
What? Don't you talk back to me, boy. I said Aaron.
President.
Oh, man. 865-200-5503. B-Drive waterproofing hotline this morning. We got a new caller. Do we have a new caller, Ben?
Oh, we do. He said his name is Andy.
Who?
I don't know.
Aaron?
A-A-A-N-D. A-N-D.
A-N-D-Y?
A-N-D-N.
And I.
Andy? Is he a new phone caller?
I believe so.
Okay, well, let's find out who he is, man. I'm sure he has a lot to say this morning. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Man, this voice sounds familiar. Hey, Andy.
Y'all funny as hell. Y'all funny. I just want to say, Vol Nation, show up this Saturday because we about to take Bama down. This staff is working from 7 in the morning till 12 at midnight. That tells you right there, they grinding.
They probably get there a little bit before 7, honestly.
I think Craig Fisher will get them up at 5 a.m. if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if that dude ever sleeps, to be honest. He's a cyborg.
He's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But, we got a lot of big prospects coming this weekend. Man, I cannot wait.
It's a good opportunity, Andy.
Wait.
It's a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah. But they really sucked about Combo. I really hated that.
Yeah, that stinks, man. He was finally getting going and buying in and starting making some plays. And it's unfortunate that stuff happened to him. And hopefully he's able to extend his football career beyond college. Now he knows how to play the game. Now he knows how to approach the game with the right mentality. Maybe he can take what Pruitt and company have taught him in this few short weeks and he can apply it moving forward. That's what you hope.
Right. Hey, Jason Swain, if you hear any good tattoo artist in Knoxville, let me know.
Okay. You about to replace the old guy Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
You kick him to the side, Andy?
Well, let's just say me and TJ Laney got into it, and they booted me out. So, I'm a little bit jealous, so it's all good.
You know what, Andy? I think we can find you a better tattoo artist. I think we can. I think we can do that for you. We got you, Andy. We will upgrade you. We'll make that old tattoo artist, you know, cry at night because he misses you so much. That's right. That's right, Andy. We got you, man. We're going to hook you up. The best tattoo artist in Knoxville.
Ben McKee. You know how to tattoo, right?
I have no words. I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
I don't know any tattoo artists personally. You got some tattoos, Jason, but
I think Andy should let me do the tattoos.
Yeah, why not?
I can draw a good stick figure.
But Andy got those like crazy tattoos. He has the big cyborg Smokey in the middle of his chest, whatever it was. The Hulk mixed with Smokey mixed with like Lil Wayne and Kendrick Lamar or whatever the heck it was.
Rolled it out.
Yeah.
Smokey. Like Smokey was on his Mark McGuire. like Smokey swole.
Yeah.
Smokey looks like what's a football player? Oh, he looks like David Boston from back in the day. Former Ohio Great State reference. Wide receiver. Ohio State. Surprise Dave Boston went to Ohio State. Not really, but yeah, we got you, Andy. We will make your old tattoo artist beg you to come back because he'll be so jealous of your new fresh tattoos.
The tattoo from Ben.
Yes, the tattoo from Ben.
We're making stick figures hot again. We're bringing stick figures back. We're gonna make them pop on the body.
All right, let's do that. You know, I wasn't really ready for Andy's phone call. He caught me off guard.
Well, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
The most outrageous thing of that phone call wasn't even him talk about beating Alabama. It was the tattoos.
For sure. Yeah, because Andy is, as far as Tennessee goes, the eternal optimist week in and week out. He thinks Tennessee will win. Every single week, love that about him.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Because, I mean, when he hits, he hits. I'm sure Andy thought Tennessee was – he was one of the few that thought Tennessee was going to beat Auburn. Lo and behold, that's what happened. And look, he's right. So maybe this is the week Andy, you know, pulls off a miracle. And, Tennessee pulls off the miracle.
Yeah, I was like,
Andy's right, I guess.
Yeah, Andy's not playing, and none of his tattoos will have any impact on the game. Just letting you know.
Unfortunately.
But we are going to get Andy the best tattoo artist in Knoxville. That is our goal. You think Andy wants to cover up anything that he currently has?
I mean, I know it can't be that. The Hulk Smokey, or the whatever it is.
That would be, if he covered that one up, that would be a lot of ink to cover up. And I don't know if Andy can take that type of pain. That's a lot of pain.
It'd be a lot.
I don't know, Andy. I don't know, man. But we got you. We're going to get on the Google, Yellow Pages, LinkedIn. They still do Craigslist?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do Craigslist.
Sell my
Facebook
car on right
Marketplace.
Now.
We're going to do Marketplace on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're going to take out a newspaper ad.
Backpage.com.
No.
Where you can, like, pick. Isn't that Backpage.com?
No.
Where you can pick up, like, women of the night and stuff, I think.
No.
Look,
no,
we got to get creative.
No. We're talking tattoo artists, Charlie. No. Calm down, little Hugh Freeze over there.
Yeah,
we're talking about.
That's where Hugh got all his
tattoo
recommendations.
Tattoo artists. All right. Tattoo artists.
Back up.
Yes, Charlie.
Best soundbite in the game right there.
There you go, Ben.
Yeah.
What talking about?
On those hotkeys.
All right. We're going to take our first break of the day, and I think we might even start the show over. Let's do that. Let's start the show entirely over after we come back from our first break of the day. We're live at Alumni Hall, Turkey Creek, and they are open. They're open right now. It's dark outside, but Alumni Hall is open because we got to get our orange or white for this game and for the rest of the games ever in history. We got to get all the orange or white, and you can do that right here at Alumni Hall. We're going to give away $100. I didn't say $100. I said We're gonna give away $100, a honey bun. Because you know the honey bun is like it's a circle, and you know two zeros kind of like a circle. So a honey bun. We give away a honey bun. We give away $100.
A honey stick.
A honey.
A hundo.
We doing that today on the show. So stick with us. First break of the day. Be right back. Swain Event.
Because you can't listen to the Swain Event live, you can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Deep down the middle's got his man, and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
It's time for the Swain Event.
What time it is, my time. You can check your iPhone, better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a Rick Flair.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, we're starting the show over again. Because I guess the first segment was really weird.
We got off on a weird foot, yeah.
We're trying to get Andy a new tattoo artist, and for no reason though. I mean, it's tattoos are just fine, but we're gonna step it up another notch. 865-255-03. We are live here at Alumni Hall in Turkey Creek, and to start our second segment here on the show, let's get to Rod, who is calling in from the state of Kentucky this morning. So, Rod, good morning, and welcome to the show.
How you fellas doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you doing, sir?
Man, I can't complain. Sorry, I haven't been calling in much here lately. Between that third shift life, I actually just got hired as a gym teacher. Going to be taking over in January, so I've been working on my second master's degree. So calling in to the Swain events had to kind of take a back seat for a little bit.
Ooh, so that means if you're lucky, you can hang out with Charlie.
Hey, yeah. Well, I mean,
sounds like he already can. He's getting his second master's degree, so.
Yeah. That whole school life feels like I'm a professional student.
Been there.
But I got some pretty amazing news. Got home yesterday, and my wife brings me this gift bag that has some shoes in it. I opened it up, got some nice little Nikes with the Tennessee logo on it.
Ooh.
And my daughter comes up and got tickets to go to Neyland tomorrow. So I'm actually going to be leaving the state of Kentucky, coming down to hang out with you guys tomorrow for a little bit of Tennessee-Bama.
Please do.
Awesome.
Please do. Please do. That's exciting, so, man.
Yeah, it'll actually, man, what's crazy is I'm originally from South Carolina, so I've seen Tennessee play multiple times in Williams-Brice. I've seen them play multiple times here in Kentucky. I've actually never seen them play in Neyland, so it'll be my first time in Neyland.
Wow.
That's awesome, man.
Wow. So it's going to be interesting for sure, man. I really don't know what to expect. Tennessee coming in after the big-time win against Auburn, against the number one team in the country, a team that looks like Nick Saban's probably best team so far, not defensively, but just explosive-wise. And you have Tennessee that is a little outman in some areas. And then Jerome Pruitt is the first year head coach. Nick Saban, disciple, who is going up against his mentor. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of storylines associated with this game. And then you have former Tennessee coach Butch Jones, who's now interning at Alabama, and he'll be back here. So there's a lot of storylines. I really don't know what to expect. And Tennessee's going to host a number of really good prospects. Some of those prospects, I'm sure, want to go to Alabama too. And Alabama's recruiting them, and so Tennessee's going to have to fight Alabama for these recruits. So I don't know, man. It's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is I just want to see them continue to go out and improve. Like, obviously, as a Vol fan, I'm hoping that they win. I got tempered expectations. Like, I just want to go experience Neyland, have fun tailgating, all that good stuff. But the big thing for me is I just want to see them go out and compete and, try to give it their best. I just don't want to see them, the pressure start getting on and, Alabama have an onslaught. All of a sudden, they decide to just lay down. I just want to see them compete for the whole game.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking for them to do exactly what they've done for the last two games. And I know they're 1-2. I'm sorry, 1-1 in their last two games. But I think the effort is what I want to see. I want to see the fight. And I want to see more of what we saw last week, which was the execution. So I need the two E's. I need the double E's. I need execution and effort. And that's something we got last week against Auburn. We didn't get double E's against Georgia. We only got one. Let's try to get two. Let's try to get both of them. Effort and execution. And that's really your only chance of keeping this thing close and having a chance there in the fourth quarter. You got to be opportunistic as much as you can and create some turnovers, rip at the football. We do a pretty good job of trying to rip at the football. We have to do a better job of securing tackles when we are trying to rip at the football. you rip at the football when you know you have made the tackle. So we have to do a really good job there. And I think if we do that, I think our Tennessee fans should be proud of, you know, kind of the outcome. You're looking at the effort. You look at the execution. I don't know if I'm happy if Tennessee loses, but, you know, if you give it all you got and it's just not good enough, then I could be proud of the effort. I could be proud of the approach there.
Yeah, that's all you really want to see in this game is Tennessee leaves it all out there. And, you know, by my estimation, we've already talked about it plenty. Tennessee's all isn't going to get it done this week. But as long as you leave it all out there, that's an admirable effort. And that's all you can really ask out of this team at this point. Give them your best game and go from there. And
just our all.
If that ends up being enough, then awesome. You know, you get to compete at a high level with Alabama. If it's not, then it's basically what we expected. So
yeah, it's going to take all plus Alabama not
having a horrible game.
Not giving their all. I'm not talking about from an effort standpoint. I'm talking about just being off, you know, turning the ball over, making mistakes, things like that. If we can catch Alabama making some mistakes and we're not making any, man, you got yourself a game. And that's, I think, what we are looking forward to seeing and seeing how this team will respond coming off a win. Now, I think you learn a lot about a team when they win. Sometimes more than when they lose. Of course, you lose, and you know, you're motivated to come back and work hard and try to fix that. But when you win, are you going to read your own press clippings, or are you going to take the foot off the gas? You really can't. I mean, because you play Alabama after Auburn, you really don't have a chance to do that. Because you look at the tape, you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to make sure I'm doing everything right. I watch extra film. I practice hard. I practice clean, all these things. So you don't really have a chance to take your foot off the gas. But how does this team respond after a win? And we'll see that on tomorrow. We'll see that on tomorrow for sure. Ben, is your Bama friends, have they made it in town yet?
No, not yet. They'll.
I mean – Mom and Dad is here. Mom and Dad just came up in here.
Yeah, they are literally
buying
here.
They up the store.
They
say they have a secret fund. They're tired of buying you and your sister stuff. It is their time now, and so they're buying nothing but things for them on this trip. So don't ask them about, can you get something, Ben? The answer is no. Mom and Dad already told me.
Well, this is their trip. I already know because my mom texted me yesterday and told me that they were going to swing by Alumni Hall in the morning before my dad has to go to the thing that he is doing today. And I said, well, feel free to pick me up a new Tennessee Polo. And she didn't even text me back. So
new phone, who this?
Got ghosted by your own mom.
I got ghosted by my own mom. So I am already well aware that they're buying up for them. Yikes. But no, my Bama friends have not made it in town yet. They will be here probably around 6 or 7, so should be thrilling to put up with them all weekend.
So wait a minute, so you asked your mom to hook you up with a Tennessee Polo while she was here?
No,
and she has not responded. Okay, so yesterday, which makes it even worse, yesterday you text her and you asked her, hey mom, can you hook me up with a Polo? And it is 7:25 the next day, October 19th, and she has not responded yet to your text.
Not to that particular text. She responded to all my other texts, but she did not respond to that one.
What would you do if she texted you back and said, "Who new phone, who this?"
I would laugh.
Okay, she's texting you right now.
I'm sure she is.
She's going to text you, "New phone, who this?" She's texting you right now, Ben. Are you ready?
Yeah. She said, okay. I said, feel free to buy me a new Polo at 9:02 a.m. And then she didn't text me back until 11:20, saying, sorry, I can't talk right now because I had tried to call her.
Sorry, I can't talk, though. Sorry. The checkbook's in my purse, and you can't have it.
Am I allowed to block my mom's phone number in my phone?
No, you can't.
I'm disliking her text.
Hey, man, you graduated, man. You're a grown man now. So no more asking mom and dad for Tennessee Polos. Well,
That's why I said feel free. I didn't know she was feeling generous today. So I said feel free to pick me up a new one.
That's why why she texted you back and said, new phone, who this? Because, hey, man, they did their job already, and they are here partying at Alumni Hall. They got a bag full of stuff for them, not for you or your sister, Ben. Oh, your sister can get some. She hasn't graduated yet.
She's still in college.
I guarantee you there's something for my sister in my mom's arms right now. I guarantee you that she's their favorite. So,
no, actually, she does not have anything in her arms right now. It's dad. Has something. Mom has not started yet. Mm. I think she's waiting for us to really get in the lather, so I'm not paying attention. And she'll sneak all the good stuff for her and your sister. Nothing for you.
Typical.
865-255-03, B-Dry, waterproofing hotline. So this is what we're going to do for the $100 giveaway today at Alumni Hall. Now, two people will get $50. That's how we're going to do it. Two people will get $50 gift cards today. And we're going to do a little fill in the blank a little later in the show. Fill in the blank. Back in the day, taking tests, I was a big multiple choice guy. Not a big fill in the blank guy. Huge multiple choice guy.
But multiple choice only if it didn't have that only A and B, only B and C, all of the above options. Leave those off.
No,
you don't need those.
My favorite was
give me actual
my
options.
My favorite is the true false questions.
Oh, those are the best.
Give me 100 of those.
50%, I'm going to get it right. Yeah. Those are my best odds.
I hated true or false. I always felt like they were trying to trick me.
No, give me 100 true false questions because I have a 50% chance on every question, and if I miss two or three, I still make a 98, 97. Give me those all day. So we're going to do a fill in the blank for our giveaway to Alumni Hall. And you have to be here in Knoxville, and you have to come and get your gift card. That's the way it works. So make sure you listen from now to the end of the show, and we are going to rip off two really awesome questions for you. Alabama week, they'll be funny, and you will have to answer them correctly, and then come here and see Charlie in his extra medium Tennessee
baby shirt first
that he's wearing right now. He looks good.
I got this vest. It's like a puffy orange vest, Columbia. Real nice. I said I feel like, I guess, I don't know if anyone really knows. Yeah, Austin Price does video. I was going to say, Austin Price always wears stuff like this. Got these at VolQuest. He's got these vests and stuff. He's always looking dapper. You can come get one for yourself and look like Austin, just like me.
I like it, man. I really do, man. It's sweet.
It is cool. I feel like I could go for a hike or go to a frat party, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
We know which one you're picking.
Oh, yeah.
The hike in the mountains, Ben. I'm a grown-up.
We know what y'all about, those frat parties, Charlie.
Charlie, did you originate the shot through the cheek of vodka that I saw floating around Twitter yesterday?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so for those that don't know what we're talking about on the internet yesterday, because it seems like there's always some new, you know, hot video on Twitter or social media once a day. It seems like it. Yesterday, it was, I guess, these frat boys, and they were filling, it looked like a meat injector. That's what it looks like to me. About to smoke a turkey or something. But it was like a meat injector needle. And they had filled it up with vodka. And they were injecting these shots in the cheeks of the other guys. Instead of just taking the vodka and putting it in a cup with ice and just drinking it like a normal human, they wanted to reinvent the wheel. It was weird. It looked like a frat party. It looked like something that Charlie's frat would do.
That's super stupid. I would never do that. I'm more of just a drink it straight out of a glass sort of dude. But.
Oh, man. Daniel from South Carolina says on the text box, Vols 38, 35, still say 8-4. Okay.
I hope so.
DC Vol Girl says Tennessee did a welcome comeback tribute for Randy Sanders at the ETSU game. I see where this is going.
I see where this is going.
Do you think we might see something similar on Saturday for Butch. Maybe welcome back Lyle strolling over his band picture on the Jumbotron.
Oh, that would be so great. Ooh,
DC Vol Girl, what a message.
I have some inside information. I actually am well aware in between the first and second quarter, Tennessee is going to put up the picture of Rashawn Golden flipping off all the Alabama fans, but instead of it being Alabama fans, they have edited it to where it is Butch Jones's face on the Alabama fans.
I'm sure they want to do it, but we're professional. We would not do anything. Now, the student section, I wonder what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're not going to leave that stone unturned.
Yeah,
for sure.
Here's the first test for Mr. Randy Boyd stepping in as the interim president. Because remember, a couple years ago when we played Florida, our student section had some choice words for Florida and Will Muschamp and Jimmy Cheek came out and I guess reprimanded the student section, whatever. So Randy Boyd may get his first test. Tomorrow.
Good luck.
Student section may welcome Butch Jones in their own creative way. Let's see here. South Cackalack Evolve says, a broke clock is even right twice a day. That is correct. I don't know what it is referring to. Maybe it's talking about Andy's tattoos or Ben trying to get some gear from his mother. I don't know what's...
I'm not sure what he's referring to there.
I have no clue, but that quote is absolutely right. That's truth. No doubt about it. 865-200-5503, B-Drive Waterproof Hotline. We'll go around the SEC because Tennessee and Alabama is not the only team playing this weekend. A lot of great matchups. I'm actually surprised that SEC Nation is coming to Knoxville, to be honest, because you got Mississippi State, LSU.
You had some really good games.
So we'll go around the SEC coming up next here on the Swain Event.
Just because you can't listen to the Swain Event live, you can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off MSRP, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man. Select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street Marketing and Design. 42nd Street, their website is 42sd.com. They specialize in logo design, web design, website design. Everything you need marketing-wise, you can get that from 42nd Street. SwainEvent.com was created, was designed by 42nd Street, and I encourage you to do what I did, and that is leave it all up to 42nd Street design there. Ben, let's take a look around the SEC this morning. Where are we going?
We're going everywhere, not everywhere, everywhere, because on Fridays we kind of highlight the games that will be happening this weekend. At 12 o'clock, the noon games are the dreadful games. You have 1-6 Tulsa versus 1-6 Arkansas, just a game of the dead. And if Arkansas does not win this football game against Tulsa, they're not going to win another football game this season, and they're going to go 1-11. I firmly believe that. Then you have Auburn at Ole Miss, and Brandon Marcello went on Feinbaum this week and said that if Auburn loses to Ole Miss this week, it looks like Auburn's administration is going to be A-OK with spending that money to get rid of Gus Malzahn. It's a huge buyout, but a loss to Ole Miss would not matter in terms of the buyout. So that'll be interesting to keep up with. I do personally think Auburn bounces back just because Ole Miss's defense is putrid. And then you have Alabama-Tennessee at 3:30. And then Memphis at Missouri at 4 o'clock. I'm very interested in that game. Memphis was up by, I want to say, 20 points on UCF last week. Ended up losing 31-30. They had that game in the bag and blew it. So I'm interested in how they stack up against a Missouri team that is just got beat down by Alabama. Does Derek Dooley and his offense bounce back? Or do they feel the after effects of playing Alabama? So that'll be interesting to keep up with. And then Charlie mentioned it before the break. Possibly the game of the week is number 22, Mississippi State at number 5, LSU. The Dak Prescott Bowl, as Swain referred to yesterday, should be an interesting football game. And then the nightcap, Vanderbilt at number 4, at number 14, Kentucky. I think that's going to be a sneaky good football game as well. I believe the line on it was 11.5. I don't see Kentucky beating Vanderbilt by 11.5. So interested to hear y'all's thoughts on the SEC football games this week.
I mean, I like LSU. I think LSU is equipped to challenge Alabama, to be honest. And their DBs, I think, can run with Alabama receivers. So I think LSU is the team that can possibly knock Alabama out of the championship picture if they take care of business here in a couple weeks. I don't think Auburn's going to recover, to be honest. I've been on a team where And it wasn't as bad as it was, you know, the last couple of weeks there at Auburn. And maybe it's still going on where you have a team, you know, basically half of the team, the defense, not liking the quarterback. And that's some of the things we heard out of Auburn from Brandon Marcello. We didn't have that in 05. We had two quarterbacks, and most of the team felt like a different quarterback should have been playing, and that was kind of the issue. And there was some chemistry issues there on the football field, but for the most part, everyone liked each other. This stuff at Auburn is weird because you have guys who are transferring in the middle of the season on top of the offense versus defense stuff, and then you have guys who just plain out just don't like Gus Malzahn. And so I think that's why Auburn is prepared to make some changes if they lose this game, because they know that. It's hard to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to recover from all three of those things. And school president made a mistake. Now, you made mistakes, but he made a mistake. They did not have an AD. Kind of like when Tennessee didn't have an AD, and it was really hard to make big-time decisions, whether you fire a coach or hire a coach or renew a coach. Those are big decisions that are very hard to make when you don't have an AD in place. In Auburn, Jay Jacobs was stepping down. They were hiring a new one, a lot of changeover, and they were so afraid of losing Gus Malzahn to Arkansas that they signed him before the SEC championship game. They beat Alabama. They go into the SEC championship game with a chance to play for a national championship. All they have to do is take care of Georgia, a team that they already beat, and it looked like they didn't even prepare. It looked like it was the first time they ever played Georgia or saw Georgia in person. It was unreal. And then they go on and lose to Central Florida, which bowl games are always tough because you have guys who are thinking about the NFL. But if I'm Auburn, I don't blame them. I mean, you're making a lot of money anyways. Being in the SEC, you have a big booster pool. You just got to bite the bullet, because I don't think Gus Malzahn can get it done anymore. I just don't. I think people have caught up to his offense. You got coaches like Jerome Pruitt. I'm not taking anything away from Jerome Pruitt, because I think Pruitt is one of the most brilliant defensive minds in college football. But let's just think about what went on in that game. Pruitt is calling blitzes like Madden the last second. And Jarrett Stidham is an NFL quarterback. Jarrett Stidham looks like garbage. And I'm a huge Jarrett Stidham fan, but he does not look right. And people will look at him and blame him, but we've seen this before. We've seen Josh Dobbs get all the blame, and then we realize, oh, yeah, he's actually good. No, he's actually really good. It's the other crap around him that's affecting him. I'm seeing the same thing at Auburn with Jarrett Stidham. So I don't know if Auburn can really bounce back. Oh, well, this is a bad year. You know, get another recruiting class in here, and we'll change some assistant coaches, and we'll turn it around. I don't think Auburn can do it with Gus Malzahn. I think it's time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I see in the near future, I don't know if it'll be this week, they'll actually be that much of a, you know, make that much of a rash decision. That would be pretty shocking. But I think by season's end, Gus Malzahn is out at Auburn because, yeah, everything that you just said there. And it's strange to say because he's a guy who really revolutionized that spread offense. He was on the leading edge of it for so long.
It's so basic, though.
It is. And like you said, teams have caught up to it, and he just doesn't seem to be adapting for some reason. And he, you know, his entire tenure there has been a giant roller coaster,
yep,
up and down. You know, last year winning the SEC West, and then this year losing or, you know, giving Tennessee its first win in the SEC in 11 tries. So. Yeah, absolutely. But it's a tough road to hoe there for old Gus Malzahn, and I think this is going to be the end for him. But I'm very interested to see where Auburn goes. Obviously, I asked Chris Lowe that a couple days ago. He just sort of skirted around the question. But that's going to be a very interesting coaching search. Yeah, I mean, genuinely, you have sort of that vein that they could go down. I think they'll shoot very, very high initially.
I think they should go get Neil Brown at Troy.
I mean, he He is a good coach. I think he would have been a really good fit at Ole Miss or Mississippi State. You got to think about it from Auburn's point of view. They are trying to compete with Nick Saban. Nick Saban.
Who do you go get? That to me, that sounds like you have to go get somebody that is already established. Even a guy like Matt Campbell at Iowa State. You
know what I mean? Yeah. Matt Campbell is doing incredible things there right now.
I think you have to go bigger and than Neil Brown. And I hate to say that because, on the other hand, I'm the one who said a name doesn't matter as long as you have a good football coach and a good person. But that was for Tennessee. I'm talking about for what Auburn needs, because every single day they have bammers in their face every single day inside that state. You're competing against Alabama, and I don't know if Neil Brown can compete with Nick Saban. Speaking of quarterbacks, we talked a little bit about Jarrett Stidham, and I brought up Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs will be right here at Alumni Hall tonight from 6 to 7:30. So you can come and get your photo taken with Josh Dobbs. Now, no autographs, but you can get your photo made with Josh Dobbs. And Josh Dobbs has gone down, will go down, is one of the best quarterbacks in Tennessee football history. And I'm glad that he's starting to get that recognition and people starting to realize that, because I think a lot of people, including me, I thought that when he was here, and he covered up a whole lot of stuff, and glad that he's getting that recognition. So Josh Dobbs will be here 6 to 7:30, and make sure you get here early, because at 7:30 it ends. We're talking about Josh Dobbs here. Like, Josh Dobbs ain't ever late.
Got stuff to do, people to see.
Got stuff to do, people to see. And so 6 to 7:30 p.m., Josh Dobbs will be here, and you can get your photo made with Dobbs. Photo. Don't be that person. It's like, oh, yeah, man, I know Dobbs. Yeah, man, I know he'll sign something for me because it's me. No, photo. He has a job which requires him to throw the football.
For who?
Huh?
For who? What team?
He plays for NFL team.
For himself. He plays.
It's
for the love of the game. That's who he plays for,
Plays for the love of the game, Ben. I'm sorry. Were you looking for a certain answer?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Are you fishing for a certain answer?
I was. And you were wrong.
Sorry. No, he plays for himself and his family, buddy.
Pride.
He plays for his family. Do you want to correct that part?
No, but do you think he would sign a picture of me getting him out in the intramural softball?
With his left hand, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe with the left hand. New Nike basketball gear has started to arrive. Come get it before you head to the Rocky Top tip-off. So the basketball Tennessee gear is starting to make its way right here, Alumni Hall, Turkey Creek. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for some Tennessee basketball shorts. The Tennessee basketball shorts, that's really my everyday gear anyways, the basketball shorts. But the Tennessee basketball shorts, where are those? I'm looking for those. I'm leaving this store today with a pair of Tennessee basketball shorts. Everything you need for the Bama game, from the kids to the tailgate. Don't forget about yourself. The McKees just came and got themselves some stuff here. Did not get Ben anything. So right here, come and get your orange or white. Busy weekend for Vol fans, and Alumni Hall has everything you need, orange and white. And if Ben tries to get you to buy him something, tell him no. Sorry, Ben. Can't do it. You can't have anything this week. Sorry, man. You can't have anything. Maybe you should call in as disguise your voice a little bit and try to win one of these Alumni Hall gift cards.
Yeah.
Maybe you can win and get yourself a polo. But mom and dad, they're not buying you anything, man. Sorry.
Yes, my good friend Jason Swain. My name is Titans Bill. I'm here to fill in the blank.
Hello, my good friend Jason.
Jason Swain.
All right, do Turkey Man.
Do Turkey Man?
Yeah, do Turkey Man.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Do Andy.
Well, you know, Wanya Moore is going to be on campus this weekend.
That was not bad.
I think we're going to beat Bama by 50.
Mm-hmm. Is Turkey Man on the line?
Turkey Man's been on the line for about 30 minutes.
Turkey Man, what do you think about that impersonation from Ben?
Well, he got work to do, but he ain't
asked. All right, hold on. Let me see if I can get my Turkey Man down. Well, I think he's got some work to do, but I think he can get it done. No, I don't feel like that was very good.
That's terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
that was trash.
I have a request for you, Ben.
Uh-oh.
I want you to look up Constant Sorrow, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Great song.
Charlie got me men diaper or dapper or whatever, and I thought about Dapper Dan or Dapper Dan.
The hair pomade that he uses in
yeah. I got to think about that, and I think about the return of Lyle, and I thought, well, that'd be pretty appropriate, I guess. But I was going to be straight and narrow today, and everything set in 30 minutes here, all sorts of stuff. But he's talking about them shots with injections in the jaw and all that.
Yes.
And got me setting in different directions. And he's talking about the broken clock, you know, being right twice today.
Yes,
you know. And you said you didn't understand it. I think that was Andy always picking Tennessee to win. But you know what? I'm kind of in Andy's part this week. I would not be surprised if we beat them. And because I was surprised last week. But seeing the change that they've made in the direction, it got me excited. So I was surprised last week, but I wouldn't be surprised this week. And I got excited, and I want you guys to comment on the Jennings and the film room for ESPN in the block. And I got excited about that, and I hope I wonder if you guys got excited as I did about that, him talking about that. I bet he's still feeling it, as he says. So those things got me fired up a little bit. And got me thinking, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be happy. Number two, three questions real quick. Should the goalposts come down if they won?
Absolutely.
100%.
Number two, if the weather is raining, would it hurt us or help us?
I
don't know if it, yeah.
I mean, which one would you? I prefer dry.
It hurts both teams.
Tennessee's biggest strength is through the air,
yeah,
and so
it'll hurt because Alabama probably can run, and Tennessee, our strength is throwing the football. Alabama's strength is throwing the football too, but they can go back and run if they need to. So I would say it would hurt us.
Well, that wraps me up pretty much.
All right, Turkey Man. Thanks,
and,
man. Thanks.
You guys have a great weekend. Love you guys.
Thank
you. Right on time. Landed it.
Thank you, Turkey Man. Thanks for the phone calls. That's just good questions, man.
We got an open terminal at gate C.
Yeah, man.
Pull on in.
Thank you. Thank you, Turkey Man. Thank you. Ben, that was the worst Turkey Man impersonation I've ever heard.
That was soft and terrible. Terrible. Just terrible.
He's got that high, lonesome
that was bad,
I'm not good.
Country voice.
I've never been good at impersonating people. I'm just my own self.
100% Ben.
Hey, man, you impersonate Steph Curry, right, every day?
No, yeah. Because
y'all look like a lot.
Steph Curry impersonates me.
Dude, he's older than you.
I don't care.
All right, we got Attaboy. Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Every 2 minutes, a woman in the United States is diagnosed with breast cancer. It is the second leading cause of cancer death for women. Premier Surgical's physicians partner with each of their breast cancer patients to help them choose the treatment option that is best for them. They use a team approach with surgeons that conference weekly and include oncologists, radiologists, pathologists, and reconstructive surgeons. Visit PremierSurgical.com right now for more information about their breast cancer surgical treatments. That is PremierSurgical.com. Expertise you can trust. I'm on these the outlying sports at Tennessee again today. This is a cool one. I think Bunny Shaw plays soccer for Tennessee, and she is very good. She is ostensibly Tennessee's best player. Tennessee is a very good team. They are 11-2 right now. I want to say ranked. They're the number 18 team in America at the moment. Only have two losses on the season. Buddy Shaw last night heads in a game-winning goal to beat LSU 2-1, and then in the same week, she played for the Jamaican national team and led Jamaica to its first Women's World Cup berth ever. And so, all in the same week, she gets a World Cup berth with the Jamaican national team, and then gets the game-winning goal against LSU. Killer week for Bunny Shaw. She's great. The women's soccer team is great. And, you know, just out of boys all around, out of girls, I guess, all around for Bunny Shaw and the women's soccer team.
That's actually really dope. Really cool.
That is.
It is. Thought it was cool.
Benjamin.
Jason.
Charlie.
I'll give Grant Williams an attaboy for being one of 20 players in the country for being named to the 2019 Karl Malone Power Forward of the Year Award watch list. So it is watch list season for basketball. As we know, Admiral has made a couple. Grant has made a couple. So really cool to see Tennessee basketball get the recognition it deserves, especially its star players.
It's a very, very good sign. I think you have Grant up for that award. You had Jordan Bone up for the Bob Cousy Award. You have Admiral Schofield up for
Julius Erving.
The Julius Erving Award. And so clearly these guys are on the map nationally. Tennessee is getting the recognition that it rightfully deserves. The hype is crazy. I don't love that, but I guess that comes with having a great basketball team. But I'm excited. That season needs to hurry up and get here. That is all I know.
Well, I'm giving a attaboy for this moment and the whole situation. Tom Sakowiak, SID there at Tennessee, good dude. He is one of the best in the business, and he needed a donor, and he got that donor.
Yeah,
and had surgery for what he needed, and so attaboy to
awesome
everybody involved, the family of the donor, Tom for staying strong and staying optimistic and not letting his health get him down and affect his attitude and affect his job. Tom is one of the best in the business, one of the best dudes on campus. And so we just pray and hope for his recovery and happy that he is going to be okay moving forward. Hour 2 coming up.